New South Wales police officer has been charged for allegedly assaulting a young Aboriginal man in Sydney last June. The news of these charges has brought the victim and his family one step closer to justice, but advocates say there is still a long way to go to change the unjust system causing the incident to occur in the first place. The Wire's Daniel Perotti reports.
The teenager, who by law we cannot name, was treated for minor injuries after the police officer grabbed him and used a leg sweeping action, causing him to fall to the ground where he was knelt on and handcuffed. Video of the incident circulated on social media, where the police officer in question was widely criticized for using excessive force. Academic and Bringer Ewan woman Amanda Porter says although the officer being charged is a positive first step in addressing the wider issue of police violence against First Nations peoples, the legal system is flawed when it comes to investigating complaints against the police, and it is important to acknowledge the political and historical context behind how First Nations peoples are treated in Australia's legal system.
The incident involving the officer and the young Aboriginal boy took place over a year ago, and New South Wales Police Commissioner Fuller said that the officer was having a bad day and it was going through the internal complaint process, which is police investigating the police. So I guess, of course, it's a welcome first step that the officer has been charged with assault. But I think it's really important for people to remember here that the white legal system, even itself, is deeply flawed when it comes to investigating police complaints and assault. And I think it's important for people to remember the long history of the political context in which these cases are fought.
She also says one of the main obstacles to police being held accountable for incidents such as this one are due to the fact that they are often investigated internally, which means justice is rarely served despite the large number of complaints involving police unfairly targeting First Nations peoples.
For me, it's an unambiguous case, cut and dry, of a police officer assaulting a young Aboriginal man, and we see this all the time. You just see hundreds of complaints that are filed routinely, and that for the most part, these are investigated internally. So it's the case of the police investigating the police, and anyone who is a solicitor working in this space can speak to the routine nature of police violence and the way in which police target black communities.
Greens MP David Shoebridge says the outcome in this case is due to the public spotlight on racist policing, thanks to the Black Lives Matter movement, and the fact that the incident was caught on video. But there are countless similar cases which go unnoticed.
I think the clearest statement in relation to why we've got this outcome in this particular case has in actual fact come from the young boy's family. And what they have said is, yes, they're grateful that charges have been laid, but they point to the fact that this was one of countless assaults against young Aboriginal people. This happened to be captured on somebody's mobile phone, and so it was visible. And it also happened right at the height of public sympathy and large activist organising behind the Black Lives Matter movement. And you cannot but conclude, I think, that it's that combination of it being caught on camera and the power behind the Black Lives Matter movement, that it's actually seen some kind of accountability in this case.
He also says statistics reveal First Nations communities are over-policed, resulting in First Nations peoples having increased contact with the justice system.
There is no doubt that Indigenous communities are aggressively over-policed. And, you know, that shows up in the statistics, where the same kind of conduct engaged in by an Aboriginal person in this country is far more likely to lead to police intervention than if it was engaged in by a non-Aboriginal person. Then it's far more likely, if the police do intervene, far more likely to involve charges being laid. Once charges are being laid against an Aboriginal person, it's far more likely that the same conduct will lead to a guilty finding. And then having had a guilty finding, far more likely there'll be a custodial sentence and far less likely to receive early parole. I mean, at every stage, we see not just over-policing, but we see the criminal justice system having that racial element in it, particularly when it comes to dealing with First Nations people.
Amanda Porter says public funds need to be redirected towards tackling social inequalities faced by First Nations peoples at their source, rather than towards further policing of such communities, which only exacerbates such social issues.
I think we need to be rethinking at the moment, why is it that we're giving significant and record budgets to the police when we should be talking about reinvesting in Aboriginal communities themselves? There are really significant social harms at the moment and social crises with incarceration of Aboriginal people. So there's much better ways that we can be directing public money other than invest in more police officers, in record policing budgets. I think there needs to be accountability at that level if we're to see any change.